Hi, this is Vicki Gopher Parnell, and I have come to share a short vision and a dream that I had. Now, I have been off for a few days. I have left the ministry, as the Lord told me to, in the careful hands of, Alfredo and Judith. And I spent some time with my grandkids and my son. We went camping. And then the first night while there, I had this vision, and then I had the dream. Actually, on 4/20/24, and I got up and journaled them both at 8:28. But the Lord spoke to me all throughout the night, and I ask that you take this to the Lord Jesus Christ in prayer. You do not take my word for anything. You take it to Him, and you try the spirits. That is your responsibility as a child of God, so you're not deceived in any way. Try, test the spirits. 1 John 4:1-13 through 15, 1 Corinthians 12:3, and there's other verses, 2 John 7, there's full of the scriptures. Do the research, get it into your spirit, get it into your mind, your Holy Ghost knower, in Jesus Christ's name. The vision is titled Military at Campground Vision, and the dream is Two Kings Revealed Dream. Two Kings Revealed Dream. So let's pray. Today is 4/21/24. And it is 2:48 p.m. here in East Tennessee. All right, Father God, I come to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ, I pray that you answer this prayer according to your will, but so that Father God will be glorified in all things. Don't let me speak a word that's not from you, Father God, Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit. Not a single word. And I ask that you would guide my mouth, that I would just simply be your mouthpiece. You speak whatever you need spoken, that I would be obedient. I submit to you, Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ, Father God. And I say, let your will be done. I ask that you send this forth north, south, east, west. I've already prayed to be put under the barrier of death and invisibility with no retaliation. I've already canceled all form of evil communication. And Lord willing, with your help, Lord, we're going to speak about that after the word and after the vision in Jesus Christ's name. But you spoke some more to me, and I want to share it about the curse causeless shall not come, Proverbs 26:2. Lord, your word, you have provided everything for us. Hallelujah. 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 Every evil gathering in all existence known to God, does God exist ever, or any gathering that started good and turns out evil? In Jesus Christ's name, I command you to disperse and not regroup, not regather against me, this ministry, my family, my brothers and sisters in Christ, where I can cover them, and everything that relates to me in any way. In Jesus Christ's name, I plead the blood of Jesus over it. And Father God, I plead the blood over the armor of God that I have put on. And Lord, you talk about an armor, a red armor in Nahum, blood-covered armor of you, Jesus Christ. I give you praise. You are amazing. You have provided everything we need. Now, Lord, I'm not going to go through hex, vex, and all that, because it's simply ill-spoken words. Curses. So I cancel every curse, break every curse in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The only thing you have told me yet to still deal with is charms and charm-like things, something that's charmed. And that's about to crumble too, because you've given me understanding of the power of the name of Jesus Christ and what it contains. And you told me I had to learn piece by piece, the enemy's devices and weapons, so that I would understand the full power in your name. And boy, do I do, Lord. When you say it's all-powerful, Father God, that you gave to Jesus, it is all-powerful. Because in the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, whatever language Jesus Christ is spoken in, all power, God has placed his power inside that name. Hallelujah. To his beloved begotten Son, the Lord of all. Lord, I pray that you open the eyes of all, Lord, that's willing to see the truth, and open the ears, Lord, I'm crying out for those that are called to be yours and those that are yours, whether they're ready or they're backslidden. Father God, shake them up, shake them up, shake them up, shake them up. We're out of time. We're out of time. We're out of time. Jesus, that door of grace is closing. I see it. It's almost closed. Father God, mercy in judgment. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Now, I do not intend, unless the Lord says anything, to speak about the darkness. 3 days of darkness do not get lax. We have pushed and pushed and pushed to get out the information when you have time to prepare. You understand? We were trying to get it out. The Lord said, get it out so they can get their supplies. Then get what they need. They can form a plan. They can be ready. Are you still not ready? That's between you and the Lord. And even as we get more information, even from people that send it in, we're still trying to share it. Well, I'll update the website when I can. But we're also posting it either on the community pages, Facebook or Telegram, even if it's one or two little comments. Like we had the comment about, if you take to the windowsills, and it's warm but getting cold outside, the condensation can cause the tape to come loose. Wisdom. And it's a time when Rachel weeps, when the children are going to be removed, most likely. And this person is correct. I prayed about it and discerned it. I tried both of these. Most likely, the demons are going to use the voice of children that's been removed to get to those that's in candlelight. So pray about everything. Lay it before the Lord Jesus Christ. Those of you asking about, what do you mean Rachel weep? You need to pray about it and seek the Lord. Start looking up scripture where Rachel weeps. And Matthew talks about when Herod had the babies killed, Rachel wept. These are not going to be killed. They're going to be taken away to escape what's coming. And there are scriptures in the Bible, Dunn had to deal with this, where the Lord rescued children before destruction. Just saying. Do the research before you start pointing the finger, because the Lord's telling you to do the research. I'm not here to answer your questions all the time. I'm here to give you what the Lord has said or what he has shown, and you to ensure you are not deceived, or to try this word, try this dream, try this vision, and you are to try and seek the Lord, and then what answer you get, whether it's by a Bible verse. You know how the Lord first starts speaking to me? Through the Bible. What do you mean, Lord? And I'll feel impressed to go to the scripture. You've got to be trusted to pay attention to what he's telling you before you start hearing him speak long, drawn out sentences. Are you going to brush off what you're hearing? Or are you going to stop and embrace what you're hearing? He knows if you're truly putting your heart into his conversation or time with him, or whether you're just doing enough to get you by. All right, again, the first vision. Military. Lord, do I need to add the other part? I'm going to do this a little bit part two. When we went camping, it was hot, muggy, 96 degrees. It wasn't supposed to get down cold, but it got down really, really cold. We had covers, but I got really cold, very, very cold that night. And the Lord woke me up. So I used to ask him to, Lord, keep me warm, keep me. And I was asking him, Lord, why am I freezing? And he said, he whispered, most people are not prepared for what is coming, even though they think they are. We had covers, comforter, you know, we thought we were prepared, everything needed for camping. Check the weather, even though I already prayed and the Lord said we were going regardless. But God is in control of even the weather. So that was the first thing that happened. He woke me up. So with that, then I was sleeping. And I was awakened by bright lights and the sound of a very large vehicle. It's one of these big diesel trucks. But the man just kind of parked right at us and bright lighted the tent. Okay, I woke up and I went into a vision immediately. People were sleeping inside tents, and I knew they were hiding in the woods Bright lights shined upon the tents. I heard sounds of vehicles, and I knew there were several, and I woke up in the vision. In the vision, I woke up, but still in the vision, yelling, "Military! The military's here! They found us!" And then I came out of the vision, and I heard Jesus Christ say, "My people will become hunted. My people are not prepared." So take that to the Lord Jesus Christ in prayer. Discern it and try it. All right, let me get a sip, and then we'll go into the dream. Thank you, Lord. And just so you know, I have to be part of it on the page. Little incident. So it's still, I had to it's copied now on that. It is what it is. All right, Lord, have your way. I yield to you. I dreamed a dream that included a woman named Barbara, who was in her 30s with brown hair. I knew this was her younger self. This is a prophetic lady. A true prophetic lady. She had sought me out, and I was in a futuristic city, meaning most everything had electric locks with hand or voice activation, and it's after the great earthquake, I knew this going in, where land had been reformed into 10 predominant land masses formed worldwide, called kingdoms by Antichrist. Now, in this dream, and I didn't write this out, I knew there had been a great earthquake or shaking, and the land was rearranged, and it was predominantly then 10 kingdoms. Take that to the Lord Jesus Christ in prayer. In this futuristic type city, almost everything is computerized. The lady Barbara had read a dream or word I had shared from Jesus Christ that confirmed to her she needed to bring me information, valuable information for me. It was something of that nature. I really wasn't sure that's what I felt. You know, she mentioned the dreams and visions, but she had not read many. A lot of prophetic people do not read other people's stuff because they're getting their word, their source from the Lord. Okay, enough explaining. She came and found me in this city. The information, you pray about this. I'm going to tell it. Lord said it's time to reveal. I had another dream about the 10 kingdoms and all. I shared without going into all it that I had saw. Okay, the information concerning Prince William, one of the 10 kings who would rule under Antichrist. I was here to take down the evil man behind the Great White North Kingdom. The lady Barbara gave me the information, and then she left. I was inside the building where I knew I would find the king of this region. I was on the lookout for the scary younger woman who was his ruthless protector assigned by Antichrist. I'm continuing up the building quickly. There is also some other prophetic woman I just have a shadowy sense of. Just there's a prophetic woman in this dream, but I never saw her face. And I pray, Nessa, Lord, was she good or bad? And I still thought she was good. So, still praying about that. But he said to mention it, so I'm mentioning it. Okay. The woman, his protector, is always dressed in purple and scarlet. She is called Lil the Ruthless. And she wore lots of makeup, and her hair was dark, almost black. Again, she is called Lil the Ruthless. But I saw past the makeup to the face. I know her. All right, I'm going to go to here because, like I said, yeah, it is what it is. Finally, I make it to the top floor, the penthouse suite. There are two men on standby inside the building in hiding should I need assistance. I have been praying the whole way up the building in my lovely Jesus Christ's name. Holy Spirit, sweet friend, why did we not have to fight a lot of resistance? Even this door has opened easily. I peer in cautiously from the elevator doors, something I would normally never take unless led by the Holy, sweet Holy Spirit to do so. I heard a wheezing, then a man's weak voice say, "Come in. I've been expecting you." I froze, but Holy Spirit whispered, "Go into the room, daughter of Zion. You must go in." I stepped boldly into the room. It is a beautiful suite, and in the main living room area also sits a beautiful wooden desk with a piece of glass-looking top to it. But my eyes were mostly drawn to the figure behind the desk. Gone was the dark hair and healthy body of a man. Instead, before my eyes was a shriveled-up, gray-headed man that looked as if death was ready to take him at any moment. The king of the Great White North Kingdom, nicknamed these because of the land it once formed, has not fared well at the hand of Lil the Ruthless as Antichrist's assigned protector, unless he is one of the 10 that are to fall. He wheezed again and said, "So you've come to stop me. Why send a witness? I have come to offer you a chance to repent, to speak to you about the true Savior of the world." "You're too late," he said. And I stiffened at his words. Then I noticed his eyes and his sullen-colored, shriveled skin. There was kindness inside them. I knew and recognized in my spirit the love of my Savior, Jesus Christ, being reflected back to me. "Oh, thank you, Jesus Christ," I said out loud. "Yes, thank you, Yeshua, Jesus Christ. I have much to tell you," he said. "Let's get you out of here first," I answered him. I came around the desk and then realized his body is so withered, even his legs, that he would not be able to walk on his own. "I have people with me," I said. "Let me signal for them." The king nodded his head, and I pressed a black button on my collar and spoke. "Penthouse floor. It's cleared. Need help with the package." The man grabbed my arm, and I looked at him. "Here," he said. "Take this. It's information on the other 9 kings that I had been gathering in case I need protection from them." "You mean blackmail information," I replied. "Yes, I do, but it contains valuable information that will aid our true king. It tells of Antichrist's plans for the remaining kingdoms, that work so hard to conceal the identities of us kings before Yeshua, Jesus Christ, came for his bride. They killed many who had learned their identities in advance. Prayer in his name is so powerful we had to stay hidden. Very few knew I was one of the king, was one, or King Charles' son William. The two men suddenly arrived. "Time to go," I said. "We'll talk a little more, Lord willing. A little more later, Lord willing. As I took the disc from his hand and slipped it into one of the many pockets of my suit, the men managed to pick up the withered man, carrying him very carefully down the many floors to almost the bottom. Right before we get to the bottom floor, we encounter Lil the Ruthless by herself. She had no army with her. Eyes blazing in evil madness, she yelled out, "You!" when she saw me. Hatred filled her eyes. Then she saw the two men carrying the king of this kingdom. That's what they called him, the king. When she perceived what was happening, her face became twisted and distorted. I intended on finish killing you slowly, but now I shall finish you off for Lucifer's prince, Antichrist. Then her eyes flashed. She raised her hands and she somehow pulled electricity from the building sources and then shot it as a bolt into the withered man. He cried out. Then a big hole appeared in his chest. As he and the two men holding him fell to the ground from the power of the electric jolt. She laid her head back and laughed. The third king of 10 is dead. Your God's word has been fulfilled. Now let's see if it's true what you said about your prophet, she said to the heavens. Then she unleashed a bolt of electricity at me. Before I could think, fire erupted out of my mouth and counter-attacked her electricity somehow. As I move with faster dexterity and speed than normal, though I'm still in a human body. She moved also with uncanny speed. Too fast for her to be human. What did old Kingy say to you? Lil sneered at me in hatred. I looked over toward the withered man with the hole in his heart. Hole in his chest, excuse me, where his heart used to be. There's no hope for him now. The other two men, my comrades in arms, are slowly starting to get up. She lets out a blood-curdling scream in rage that she had failed to kill them also. She started to pull electricity again from the walls when I stepped in front of the two men. Go, I yelled to them. Get the information back to Israel. They need to know it's King William, who's the traitor. And I threw the disc to the closest man, who caught it quickly. The woman Lil screamed out in rage, but she knew I was protected by the God of heaven and Jesus Christ. I should have killed you before you both came out publicly, she screamed. You tried that, I said. Remember, more than once. And each time you failed, as you have once again, it's not my time to die yet. Nor mine to be bound, she yelled at me. I said in authority. You know the holy scriptures well. All you fallen ones do. I am protected by the precious blood of Jesus Christ, Lord of all, and Father God in heaven. You have lost this fight, and Jesus Christ is the winner. Once again, I said, and then I awoke. Take that to the Lord Jesus Christ in prayer. I know what it's saying. I know what the verses are saying. I know what it sounds like. You're to take it to Jesus Christ and not ask me about what the Lord has called me to be. You seek for his confirmation one way or the other. Here are the verses. Revelation 17, 10 through 14. Daniel 7, 20. I'm hearing that's not possible. You know, the anointing of Elijah was sent to John the Baptist. It's the anointing we're looking at. Revelation 17, 10 through 14. Daniel 7, 20. Revelation 6, 14. Hebrew 12, 25 through 27. Isaiah 13, 13. Isaiah 24, 18 through 20. I know you're here, my family. I apologize. Not for them being here. Amos 3, 7. Isaiah 54, 17. And Revelation 11, 5. No. They're playing with friends. I apologize for it being so loud. They're just right in the next room this time. Praise the Lord. Now, I pray and ask that you take this to the Lord Jesus Christ in prayer. I did have a dream where in a I should have pulled up the name of it, but it's where I just saw the end time. And in that, I saw the 10 kingdoms, the 10 kings. And I've not been, and that's the third time. Third time, that's 2 Corinthians 13:1. A word is established. And that's the two he's allowed me to name. Well, I only named one. Do the research. The Lord Jesus Christ can lead you to who the other one is. And I laid it for him countless times when I started seeing names and faces and land that's different than what we have here on earth now. Lord, what do you mean? You know, you've shown me creation. Yes, he showed me creation. But this is even different than what you showed me was created. What is it? And he said, when the earthquake comes, that will divide, shake mountains, move islands, we're going to have 10 predominant kingdoms come forth. Kingdoms, 10 kingdoms from Antichrist. That Antichrist will rule. 3 will fall. Just pray about it. Just pray about it. Pray about it. That's all I can say. Now I want to speak to you a moment. This has been on my heart. Because I know that the power of Jesus Christ's name is greater than anything. Father God is all powerful. He is God. But he's placed in the name of Jesus Christ his power, all power. So when we are fighting the enemy, we are to be victorious. But you know, to be more than a conqueror, to be a conqueror, you have to conquer something. That's why you're going through these battles. Through Jesus Christ, you can conquer it. And once you have conquered it, you are a conqueror. That doesn't mean you have to go through every sickness in the world. It may mean you just have to go through a strain of a cold. And everything that's touched is you conquered it through Jesus Christ. That doesn't mean that you have to fight a coven of witches every single day. Once you learn how to fight in the name of Jesus Christ by the leading of the Holy Spirit, you will be able to overcome these things because you're more than a conqueror. But it all starts with your mouth. Death and life is in the power of your tongue. We're going to read that first. Proverbs 18:21. And then I'm going to go to Proverbs. I apologize. My grandson's very excited right now. But I love hearing them. Okay, Proverbs. 18:21, death and life is in the power of tongue, but I'm going to read it exactly how it goes. Because that right there, what you speak is either death or life. There's no in between. What you speak is either death, a curse, life, a blessing. Life or death. Life or death. Proverbs 18:21. I'm still in Psalms. They got my other Bible out. It's the one I took with me. Proverbs 18:21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. And they that love it, death or life, shall eat the fruit thereof. What you love to speak, what comes out of your heart, you speak what's in your heart. Death and life is in the power of your tongue. And they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Why is that important? Proverbs 26. When we fight the enemy, I said, Lord, I understand now. The enemy has hexes, vexes, curses, spells, and all such things. I said, Lord, how, when your name's all powerful, why do I have to go through all these? I had to learn what they all realized before. Because he was teaching me to understand everything his name is able to defeat, even though we know it. But until you understand all the weapons, we're talking about even the physical weapons, wave weapons, vibration weapons, sound weapons, music weapons, all of it. But Jesus Christ's name is greater. That's just physical. The spiritual, we go into the other. The Lord prepares for everything. Proverbs 26:2. As the bird by wandering, as a swallow by flying, so the curse causeless, without a cause, without a reason, so the curse causeless shall not come. The curse without a reason to stay is not going to stay. But anything that's spoken ill, an ill-spoken word is a curse. You can curse yourself by speaking ill words. Oh, I got a headache. I think I'm going to have a headache. I'm going to have to go to bed with this headache. You just curse yourself. Now, Lord, I did not mean that, and I rescind it in the name of Jesus Christ and cancel that out. That's an example. Death and life is in the power of the tongue, but we're going to go a little deeper with the enemy. We deal with, in this world, whether we want to admit it or not, witches, warlocks, sorcerers, demons. It's all done through demon powers. The curse causes. What is a curse? And this is for us to, I'm exposing the enemy so you can understand it. I'm so sorry. Curse. A solemn utterance, word spoken, utterance, intended to invoke a supernatural power, which is demons. That's all it is. Demons, fallen angels and demons, but demons do the fallen angels' biddings too. They're the bodiless, the, you know, no longer body, bodiless spirits. So they're the ones that do all the, sent out to do all this. Okay, a supernatural power to inflict harm or punishment on someone, something. A calling for harm or injury to come to someone. That's a curse. That's why I said if you could even be cursing, calling harm to yourself by coming into agreement with sickness, coming into agreement about talking, oh, even ingesting. Oh, my son's an idiot. You just cursed your son. Now, my son is brilliant through Jesus Christ. So is my daughter. That's what I'm professing. I'm speaking life and not death. So I cancel that out in the name of Jesus Christ. So I'm just trying to speak. Okay, but give you an idea. What is a hex? You got hex, vex, curses, and all such things. Stephen! Please be a little bit quieter. I'm sorry. All right. I'm sorry. Okay, a hex. You cast a spell on, bewitch, a curse. So a hex is a curse. All of these are a curse. Hex, bewitchment, spell, a spoken word. Spoken, a spoken word or form of words believed to have magic powers. There's no such thing as magic powers. It's demon powers or power of Almighty God. To put under a spell or to bewitch. See, these each go back to being the same thing. An incantation is a spell, a charm, an enchantment or a bewitchment. A magic formula intended to trigger a magical effect on a person or object. They can be spoken, sung, or chanted. Spells are used to bless or curse because they are speaking. Now that means all form of communication, hand communication, written communication, thoughts. Galatians 3:10, it speaks in there, it says, O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you? When you look up that word, it's Strong's Greek number 940, Baskaino, Baskaino with an X, and I'll give over the O. To cast an evil, to cast an evil spell, wishing injury upon someone, to bewitch, properly, to exercise evil power over someone, like putting them under a spell. That's what that word meant, who has bewitched you. That is a curse. So what does that mean? It means, we have been told right here, the curse causes. Don't give it a reason to stay. As a bird by wandering, as a swallow by flying, so the curse causes shall not come. Last night, I had ear pain just so bad all of a sudden. And then I started running a fever. And I said, Father God, now this is what I'm telling you. Be wise. Is this an attack? Or have you allowed something to come in my body? Or have I done something foolish to allow something to come in my body? And he told me, he said, this is an attack. So I rebuked it, resisted it, and quoted, the curse causes shall not come in Jesus Christ's name. You will get out in the name of Jesus. You demon spirits sent to inflict me, I bind you and cast you into the abyss, because everything is sent out by demons. Understand, that's why he says, behold, I've given you all power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Matthew 18:18, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. In the KJV, it no longer says they cast out demons. It says devils. But it's the demons, the demons without bodies. That is what you bind and you cast out into the abyss. You can still bind fallen angels and you can still bind devils, but those are the ones that are sent on assignment to attack you. Now, in your mind, when you're being fought, sometimes it can be demon spirits, sometimes it can be fallen angels. But when something is sent, like when an item is cursed, it is sent by, that curse is carried in that item by a demon spirit. So when you break that curse, or when that item is delivered, that demon leaves. But you still got to break that curse that was assigned with it. Everything is sent because there's no power. It's illusion, delusion, deception. What does this mean? Go to Galatians 3:13. As we done know, the Lord said curse. Curse covers everything because it's ill-spoken words. Words spoken with ill intent. That is a curse. A blessing is words spoken to bless, to do good. That's the difference. You speak either blessing or cursing. Get that through your head. Blessing or cursing, there's no in-between. There's no middle line. Blessings or cursings. And out of the mouth, there should not be bitter waters and sweet waters coming out of my mouth. It's impossible. And out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. You might need to change the way you're speaking. Galatians 3:13. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it's written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. Every curse, everything that's ever been spoken, every sin, everything the enemy can use, Jesus Christ and suffered and canceled, took care, conquered it for us. In his name. Watch what you're saying. Watch what you're saying. Speak life into you and to others. You know that old phrase, if you don't have nothing good to say, you shouldn't say nothing at all? There's power in that. Don't speak death to those you love. That's why you're even supposed to bless those who despitefully use you. You bless the enemy and let Father God heap coals of fire on them. Let him bring conviction. And then if the Holy Spirit moves and you're supposed to judge, you're supposed to, you do it in holy righteousness and holy anger, not the fleshly anger that will cause you to sin. So in the end, everything the enemy uses, every form of communication, written, spoken, thought, hand motions, key punches, all comes from the mind first. You got to think it first. So when it's in your mind, before you let it come out your mouth, ask the Holy Spirit to help you put a guard on it and to stop you from speaking ill. But this also means everything, Jesus Christ, can be categorized as a curse. And Jesus Christ's name, Jesus Christ, has already dealt and broken the curse. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law. The curse of the law, living under the law. But that includes the sin nature. That includes everything to do with sin. Being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Jesus Christ did so much for us that we don't even know. We don't understand the full extent. Yes, he died for us. Yes, he was horribly whipped and beat for us. Yes, he became sin for us. Sin is a curse. We have power in Jesus Christ's name. over everything of the enemy, over all power of the enemy. But what a lot of us are dealing with is we are cursing ourselves with our words. We are cursing our family, our churches, our communities, our governments. We are cursing when out of our mouth should be blessings. I hear you, Lord. What chapter is it, Lord? So it's talks about the tongues and unruly fire, and no man can tame. We can't tame it ourselves, but we can ask God to help us in Holy Spirit. Then there's a difference because the control is in their hands. You just have to be obedient. Be obedient. Excuse me, I'm in Peter. No one's going to do this. Okay, now in James, he talks a lot about the tongue and the mouth. I'm looking for a certain verse because chapter 3 talks about the tongue being unruly. Behold, this is 3:4, James. Behold, we put bits in the horse's mouth that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Behold also the ships which through they be so great, and are driven by fierce winds, yet are they turned around about with a very small helm, whether so the governor listeth. 5. Even so the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. Behold how great a matter a little fire kindled. Blessings or cursings. I'm looking for the one, Lord. What was it about? Chapter 1. Oh. This is it. Thank you, Lord. It is 3. Verse 8. But the tongue no man can tame. Talking about the mouth, the tongue. It is unruly, evil, full of deadly poison. That no man, understand that, no man, not God, not Jesus Christ. You can control what you speak. It's a choice with their help. 9. Therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude, the likeness of God. We're created in the image of God. You bless the God of heaven, but you'll curse somebody that's made like him, in the image of him. Out of the same mouth proceedeth blessing and cursings. My brethren, these things ought not to be so. Doth the fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? Can the fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries, either of vine figs, so can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh. Blessings or cursings, which are you doing? Yield yourself to Jesus Christ in all things. Submit yourself to Father God. Submit yourself to the Holy Spirit. Bridle that tongue through Jesus Christ. Quit cursing yourself. Quit cursing your brother and sister. Quit cursing. And understand when it's used by the enemy, you have all power. You may want to go back if you found yourself cursing your own body, cursing your family, cursing your job, cursing. And ask the Lord, Lord, I repent. I break these curses in the name of Jesus Christ. I ask that instead of these cursings, that you would put favor and blessing. Help me to guard my tongue. There's a reason the Lord said in the scriptures, it says, let your nays be nays and your yeas be yeas. Yes or no, keep quiet. There's no need for a lot of extended conversation. All right. No, we were going that far. Take this to the Lord Jesus Christ in prayer. It's your responsibility to do that. It is your responsibility to try the spirits. Remember to pray for one another. Pray for your brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ and those to come. live a holy life. We are under grace. Yes, we are. Those who have accepted Jesus Christ. But we are to clean us, keep ourselves clean. Study the scripture out. You are to repent often, because none of us are perfect. We fail often. Keep yourself clean. Jesus is coming.
I was the last guy alive. That was me.
All that he has spoken is getting ready to happen. Where is your heart with him? Are you prepared for his return? Or are you in fear for your family? You should have them safely in the Lord's hands. Are you ready for the darkness? Are you ready for the rise of Antichrist? Should Jesus Christ come right now? Are you prepared to go? It's time we quit playing and we get real. I've been having to just send some, even in some of the emails, I've just been saying nicely, I'm going to be brutally honest with you. This is this. Because I am not going to make you feel better with the half-truth. I'm going to tell you, if you keep asking me a question, because sometimes the Lord say, just wait, pray a little more on that, I will. And if I keep getting emails and emails on the same thing, you most likely end up with an answer you do not want to hear. But I'm going to speak what Jesus Christ tells me regardless.
It's a normal conversation.
Be wise. Wise as serpents and gentle as doves. Show the love of Jesus Christ to all. If you're called to judge something, as we are sometimes to do it through the Holy Spirit, not yourself. We're called to call something out. Make sure it's Father God and Jesus Christ telling you to do that. Because what judgment you mete out, you will be judged by. Be careful who you talk about. Touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. Psalms 105:15. Here's my anointed. Anybody that's ever accepted Jesus Christ into their heart, truly accepted Jesus Christ. That means the anointing. Because when you get saved, Holy Spirit comes in. Holy Spirit's called the anointing. The fingerprint of God, is what I call it. The fingerprint of God is imprinted on you. Besides the fact that he's in all our DNA. Hallelujah. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, now's the time. I keep seeing what the Lord calls the door of grace. And it's just almost closed. Then it's going to be extremely difficult. The Holy Spirit will still draw, yes. But you're going to have to seek and seek and seek to find the Lord Jesus Christ, Father God, because they are not going to be easy accessible when that door is shut. It means those that will come. But the freedom of the gospel will not be. You'll have to seek out the gospel. You'll have to seek out the word and the truth. Famine of the word in many ways. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I ask you to say this prayer with me. Holy Spirit, lead this prayer. Jesus Christ, speak to my heart. Change my life. Make me a new creation. I repent of all my sins. And I ask you to come into my heart. I confess that you are my Savior, my Lord, and my God, and that you came to this earth by virgin birth. And I believe you are both God and man. I confess you before God and before all men in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. And it's that simple. The gospel is that simple. I recommend you get your Bible, a hard copy. I use the KJV. That's my preference, even though I do, at times read the Geneva. My son uses the CEB. They're basically from the same scrolls. He just says this is poetic and he doesn't like poetry. But we've checked the scriptures, and they're pretty much the same as far as the meaning. And I've not found any scriptures left out yet. And that's a biggie with me, leaving scriptures out. I would recommend that you ask the Holy Spirit to lead you to which translation. And if the Lord leads you to seek out a church, ask the Holy Spirit to lead you. There are still good churches out there. There's still good people out there. And even in some of these churches where there's bad people in it, there's still those seeking the Lord inside some of those. So, hang on, it's almost over for some of us. Well, some of you. Oh, Lord, your will be done. All right. You can contact us. This is the My Lovely Jesus Ministry. We have a website, www.mylovelyjesusministry.com, that you can get the PDFs of dreams and visions and words. There's also warfare pages, article pages. All that's free. If you share the dreams, visions, or words, they're free to share. But if you change any of it and Holy Spirit leads me to it, you will be asked to take them down and not ever use them again. Because they're given exactly as they're given to me. And yes, I understand there are some grammatical errors. Some more intentional to get the meaning of a word. Because I went this in different places. Lord, did you mean this word? He said, yes, look up the definition. So before you start doing your spell correct and all that, because if I find out, I will pull it down. I'm not in this for likes. I'm not in this for, but if you're changing the message, one word change, unless it's a translation, I understand in translations, things have to change some to get the same meaning. But if you're taking the English copy, doing grammar corrections, changing these things, you're messing with the word. Be very careful. If Holy Spirit does lead me to it, you'll be asked to take it down and not share it again. Because if you're going to twist it or change something, then you cannot be trusted with the pure form. Take that Lord Jesus Christ in prayer. That's what he's telling me to do. All right, God bless from Tennessee. And again, I'm not saying those that's translating into other languages. I understand not every language has the same words for everything. I'm talking about the English translation. From Tennessee, God bless. Stay under the blood. I'm patting down the hatches. What I'm hearing, the word I'm hearing, everybody's trying to breathe. It's not the time to breathe. You think we missed it. You think it passed by because the eclipse came by and when everybody assumed the 3 days of darkness were going to be here. You don't know a thing. You need to be on your knees seeking the Lord. Brace yourself for impact. God bless from Tennessee. Bye-bye.